Hello and welcome to Fight Picks with the Pros. My name is Garrett and today we're going to review four fights from the upcoming UFC Fight Night featuring Robert Bobby Knuckles Whitaker versus Kelvin Gastelum in the main event. As always, today I am joined by Ultimate Fighter Season 18 champ Chris Holds It Down Holdsworth.
What's up? What's up?
Stick around to the end of the show to see our fight picks for the main event. Let's go.
Introducing Fight Picks with the Pros, brought to you by FanDuel.
All right, so the first fight we got Luis Violet Bob Ross, Violet Bob Ross Pena coming in as a minus 144 favorite against Alex Munoz coming in as a plus 118 underdog. So this was originally booked in February, but Munoz pulled out with an injury. We're both extremely familiar with him. Of course, he fights out of here at Team Alpha Male. But before we get to him, let's talk a little bit about Luis Pena. Chris, tell me what you know about Luis and what you think about his game.
Man, Luis is very long and lanky for his weight class. He's unorthodox. He comes out as a southpaw. And he's just wired. He does weird stuff on the ground. You know, I helped Alex get ready for this. So I got to study Luis a bit. And he's got some weird chokes from the bottom, like, you know, in bad positions. Like, he'll throw his legs up and throw you in weird chokes. He's got, like, some good rubber guard and locks on Kimura some weird angles and uses those. So he's well-rounded. He'll throw knees down the middle. He'll throw every type of strike. And I know he used to be at AKA, but it seems like he's at American top team now. So it seems like a lot of guys are there. So they're doing something right.
Yeah, he's a southpaw fighter. He is lanky, like you said. I watched some of his highlights this morning. And, yeah, he does have that unorthodox feel to him, hard to get down his timing is what it feels like. Some fighters have it where they stand and walk around, and he's got this different movement. So it's interesting. So on the other side, we got Alex Munoz that we both know, trains out of here at Team Alpha Male, 6-1. He had his first fight in the UFC where he had a decision loss, and he fought his butt off during that fight. I remember watching it. He came from Dana White's Contender Series. He came into the UFC as a 6-0 prospect. You know, he's ready to go. His fight's coming up. I see him in the gym. He's working hard. So, Chris, on your side, from behind the scenes, not to give too much information, but how is Alex looking?
He's looking really good. He's been, like you said, he's been working his butt off. I've been seeing him in every practice. He's doing the extra, you know, he's doing the extra stuff outside of practice, working on skills, working on his conditioning. We've done some private training together, working on some stuff that I think, you know, will help him for the fight. So I think he learned a lot from this last fight. That was his first fight that someone really brought it to him, and he wasn't able to, like, take them down and hold them down. And you learn a lot from those, especially at that level. And I think, learning a lot, you know, he made some adjustments, and he's going to be a different fighter this time.
Yeah, I agree. He's had kind of a crazy road the past couple months. One thing that happened, I know you just brought this up on Uriah Faber's podcast, but I was talking to him about this. I was going to bring him on the show, and it's so funny. He posted on his Instagram channel. He had two homeless guys steal his car, and it had all his UFC gear inside the car. So he ended up running around, finding his car. He was chasing them down at one point. When he finally came up to him, the two guys were running away from him, and they had his UFC gear on. Why they were running away from him.
Yeah, his snow pants and stuff too.
And like, his snow pants.
Yeah, they had all his stuff on.
Gosh. So he finds these guys, has all his stuff on. Imagine a UFC fighter's running you down to stop you. He said he was on the phone with the police. They kept on telling him to stop chasing him. But, of course, he's like, I see him with my car and my stuff. Yeah. He's not going to stop. So you guys want to get the full story, head over to Uriah Faber's podcast. You'll be able to hear the whole story from Alex himself. But let's get back to it. So for the official fight pick, Chris, how do you see this fight? It's going to be a three-round fight. How do you see it playing out?
I can see Alex getting a TKO. I think he can rock him standing and finish him on the ground. Or I think he'll win a decision. You know, he'll be able to win these scrambles, end up on top. And he's hard to move when he's on top of you. And I know what type of game Luis, you know, he's kind of got that guard game. He's willing to play off his back. You know, he's hard to hold down, and he throws a lot of stuff from his back, but I think Alex can keep him down.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also going to go Alex Munoz. I think he's looking ripped as always. He doesn't want to lose another fight in the UFC. This will be his second fight, and I think this is really going to set him up for success. I think he has what it takes to get this win. So I'm going Alex Munoz by decision. All right, next fight we have up is Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens coming in as a minus 132 favorite against Dracker Close coming in as a plus 108 underdog. So this is an interesting matchup. They're both coming off KO losses. This will be Jeremy Stevens' first fight at lightweight. So he's moving down from 155 to 145. I mean, featherweight. I mean, lightweight.
He's moving up.
He's moving up.
Yeah, yeah.
From featherweight to lightweight. So he's moving from 145 to 155, which I think will be good for him. It's a kind of interesting story. You know, he's 28 and 18. He has the record for most losses in the UFC. He's just been around a long, long time. But he's 0-4 and 1 in his last five fights. So it's been a rough road for him. So starting with Jeremy Stevens, what do you think about his overall game and kind of his journey to where he is now?
Man, the Little Heathen, he's been around for years. I remember when he was fighting, like, I forget some of those older fights, but he's been around for so long. Like, I have a ton of respect for guys who not only have, you know, over 40 fights, but, you know, he's been in the UFC that long. And,
yeah, 34
you know,
fights.
All his losses are to top-notch opponents.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you're fighting at the highest level of the UFC or, you know, wherever you're fighting, if you're fighting at the highest level, you know, there's a good chance you're going to be losing because you're fighting the best competition there is. You know, there's only a few that can do it, that can go undefeated, that can become champ and, you know, just go out on
yeah.
top. You know, Khabib, you know, Usman, you know, it's – but – you know, some guys are just like to fight. They're good, and they, you know, they can knock you out, they can finish you, but they also, you know, will put up a good fight. And as you can see, they lose fights too. So he's entertaining.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest thing. He's entertaining, and you know, hopefully, you know, he made some changes, and you know, he's hungry, and this should be a good fight for him.
No, I agree. It is a good fight for him. On the other side, we got Dracker Close. I hope I'm saying that first name right, Dracker. But he's 11-2, 4 TKOs, 7 subs. He was on a 3-fight win streak until his last loss against Darush, who it was a pretty wild KO. It was almost like a walk-off KO. I watched that fight. It was an epic fight until that point. He was going toe-to-toe with him, who, you know, Darush is now fighting Tony Ferguson, who's going to be an epic matchup, and he is an excellent fighter. So he's really on a good path where they're meeting. I want to lead towards Jeremy Stevens on this because I'm a fan of his, but
yeah.
I feel like Close should probably be the favorite in this fight. He's coming in as an underdog at this point. What do you think about Close? Do you think he's coming into this? Obviously, the analysts are saying initially that he is the favorite coming in this fight, and it looks like the money's going there as well. So what do you think about Close? What would his game plan be coming in this fight to beat Jeremy Stevens, who's coming up to 155 and should have a little extra power there, right?
Yeah, I think Jeremy's going to do good at that weight.
Yeah.
You know, he had to cut a lot of weight to make 145, and you know, who knows, maybe that affected his performances. And you know, him moving up, he's going to have more power. He's probably going to have more conditioning. He's probably going to be able to take a shot better. And this Jack Har guy, I think, you know, I think he's going to get KO'd by Jeremy.
Yeah.
I think that's my call. I think Jeremy is going to KO Jack Har with a big hook. Yeah,
I think that's a good call. I'm going to go also, and I got to go against you at least one of these fights, but I'm going to go Jeremy Stevens by TKO. I think it's going to be early in the fight. He's going to have a ton of energies. He really wants to get back on that winning streak. And Close on the other side, he wants to get a win and move down to featherweight, down to 145. He thinks he can make a title run there. Close, he's a really impressive striker. I got to tell you, the way he stood with Darush was really impressive. But I'm also a fan of Jeremy Stevens, so I'm going to go Jeremy Stevens by TKO as well. All right, moving on to the next fight. We got Ricardo Ramos coming in as a minus 132 favorite versus Bill Senor Perfecto Algio coming in as a plus 108 underdog. So this is an interesting fight. We were very familiar with Ricardo Ramos, or at least you are, Chris. I look forward to getting your feedback. He's 14-3, 3 TKOs, 7 subs. He's an orthodox fighter. He looks like he's in good shape. He also trains out of here at Team Alpha Male. He's been looking good around the gym. He's been spending a lot of time lately, and obviously it makes sense. He's training. He's in camp for his upcoming fight. So first, before we get into Bill Algio, let's talk about Ricardo Ramos since he's a familiar guy to us. What do you think about his game, Chris?
Yeah, Ricardo's he's a threat to anybody. He's got the jiu-jitsu, and he's got the striking. You know, he mixes it up really well, and you know, I think featherweight is a better weight class for him. You know, he was cutting a lot of weight to make bantamweight, And you know, featherweight looks like he doesn't have to cut as much. He's keeping healthy, and he's been looking good in the gym. I see him working a lot with his Muay Thai mitt pad holder, Guillermo,
Nice.
which he's a great Muay Thai guy, and he was cracking pads the other day. And you know, he's a good person too. So I really like Ricardo. I'm excited to see that he got this fight because I know he had another fight that got like canceled
Yeah.
last minute or something. So I'm glad to see he got this fight for sure.
Yeah, on the other side we got Bill Algeo. So he was a Ring of Combat featherweight champion. He has great takedown defense. He's a submission artist in his fights. He went on a little bit of a losing streak when he first came in the UFC. Now he won his last fight. And he looks good and he speaks very confidently. I watched one of his interviews. You know, he doesn't want to just hang around the UFC. He wants to work up to fighting ranked opponents and getting that top 10. And really, he doesn't want to be a guy that takes fights, as he was trying to explain. He wants to be a guy that's, climbing the rankings, excuse me. So we'll see how that turns out. Of course, I know I'm pulling for Ricardo Ramos. I want to bring him on the show sometime. It'd be great to see him get a good win. He's 5-2 in the UFC. This would really push his trajectory to having more success and pushing more of those call outs. So when it comes down to it, I'll go for an early call on this one. For my official fight pick for this fight, I am going to go Ricardo Ramos. You want to take a shot at that nickname?
Ricardo, which one?
Yeah, Car, Chris.
Where does it say? Oh, Carcassina?
There you go.
Carcassina.
Carcassinha. Ricardo, Carcassinha Ramos. So he's coming in as a favorite. I'm going to go Ricardo Ramos by decision victory. And that'll be my official fight pick for this one. Chris, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good call. It looks like Bill's takedown defense is pretty good, 62%. So, you know, he's defending more than half of the
Yeah.
takedowns. But you know, Ricardo does a good job of mixing up his takedowns. So I think he can get some takedowns. He'll win the decision on this one.
Cool. So we're both saying decision for
Yeah.
Ricardo Carcassinha Ramos.
It's time for the main fight pick of the evening.
All right. So for the main event this time, we've got Robert Bobby Knuckles. Is that a new nickname?
It's gotta be. That's the first time I heard it.
Whitaker. Coming as a -265 favorite versus Kelvin Gastelum as a +210 underdog. So we all know Gastelum replaced Paulo Costa, who was supposed to fight versus Robert Whitaker. So that was a swap out there. Whitaker had to drop out hours before with a hernia when he was supposed to fight Kelvin Gastelum in the past. So this is a matchup that was supposed to happen before. And then Robert Whitaker ended up losing the interim title belt to Izzy at that time. So great matchup. First, we got Robert Whitaker. We'll break him down first. 22-5, 9 TKOs, 5 subs, 2 straight wins after losing to Izzy. His only loss in the last 7 years has been to Izzy Adesanya. Pretty amazing
That's
stat.
crazy.
And he's a heck of a fighter. I will admit that I've picked against him quite a few times, and it's I had Cannoneer in that last fight even, and it's really frustrating because he's just so solid fundamentally, and he stays very compact. He's hard to hit, and he has vicious hooks and counters, and his wrestling's always there when he needs it. But he likes to stand and bang it out
Yeah.
too. So, what are your initial thoughts and breakdown on Robert Whittaker as a fighter?
He's a former champ for a reason.
Yeah.
Like his only loss is to Izzy, who you know who's the best in the weight class and who's had a lot of great fights. And he's really well-rounded. He can finish you on the feet. He's got good clinch work, good ground and pound, good submission stuff. So, but Calvin's gonna be a test. You know what kind of notice Calvin had for this fight? Like,
I think he had a good amount of notice. I want to say
okay,
it's been about 3 weeks now.
okay.
So decent.
Well, still, you know, I'm sure Calvin
Oh,
it was in shape getting ready for something else, and but I'm still like I'm always gonna lean towards the guys who've had full camps,
yeah.
just because I feel like they're gonna be in a little bit better shape. And when it comes down to it, at that level, 5 rounds, it's usually whoever is in better shape, whoever can last longer. And some guys can and do really good the first 2 rounds, and then they
And then they
just
start
fade out the
gassing.
last three. Then some
Yeah.
guys know how to, you know, keep a good consistent pace the whole five and use that to their advantage. So I'm a huge Calvin fan. I'm also a huge Robert fan. I think if Calvin is going to win this fight, he's going to use those hooks to get in close, make it a
Yeah.
clinch battle, trying to get Robert against the cage and get some takedowns, use his weight, use his grappling to, you know, slow Robert down a little bit. But like I said, I'm going to go with Robert Whittaker by decision, just because I think he's going to be in better shape. And knowing Calvin, he's probably been, you know, eating a lot. And like,
yeah,
you know
what I mean? Let's hope he, you know, he's had those problems in the past.
Think he is, yeah,
let's see. We think he's passed it this time. You know, he's coming off a win. Hopefully he's feeling good. You can never count out that left straight that Kelvin has.
No, I'm not counting him out by any power. Any. No, you know, I'm just like going with you know, my heart or my brain here. You know,
No, I get it.
He could win. Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah. Calvin can win, but I just think Robert, with a little bit extra time, getting ready for a main event, he might be in a little better shape.
No, I think that's a solid pick, at Whittaker by decision. And you know, we have Whittaker by TK or KO is a +250. Bet right now, so that could be a good prop to take. On the other side, Kelvin to win by KO is +550. Bet $100, take home $550. So that's an interesting one as well. So there might be some guys out there thinking, hey, maybe Kelvin has that power. He can put Whittaker away. It's easier said than done. It's just so hard to think about Whittaker being put away because he's just such a game guy, and he always comes in shape. And in the fifth round, he's his motor's going same as the first. We've seen other guys gas, and yeah, gas tank has been a problem for Kelvin and weight issues, etc. So this is a interesting fight. I got to go against you on this one just because we can't play the same side all this. I got to talk some crap next week and have a different side. So reluctantly, I'm going to go Kelvin Gastelum on this one. Let's say something crazy. He's able to pull out that TKO or KO finish. I think maybe finds a way to get him to the ground. Start landing those heavy left hands. Ref Herb Dean pulls them off, and Kelvin gets the TKO win. That's going to be my official fight pick for the main event. So you're going Whittaker by decision. I'm going Kelvin by TKO. Thank you guys for watching Fight Picks with the Pros. If you like this video, please like it and subscribe to our channel for more upcoming fight pick videos. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Bruce Buffer here. Thank you for watching the MMA Surge YouTube channel. We hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe and get notified when we upload next.